From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama meets with his national security team about Syria and the Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the meeting at the State Department will focus on the global campaign to degrade and destroy Islamic State, as well as on Syria and other issues.
The meeting agenda will not just be limited to a discussion of the cessation of hostilities. So this will be a rather wide-ranging meeting, but it will all be focused on our ongoing effort to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
Obama reached agreement earlier this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin over a partial ceasefire in the civil war in Syria that is set to take effect on Saturday. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he will announce Friday when UN-mediated peace talks on Syria will resume. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, de Mistura says a lot will depend on whether the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities agreement takes hold.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says he considers Friday a crucial day in ongoing efforts to quickly resume the Syrian peace talks that were abruptly suspended on February 3rd. While the outlook for the talks remains cloudy, better news is emerging in regard to UN efforts to provide humanitarian aid to Syrian civilians living in blockaded areas. Jan Egelen chairs the Task Force for Humanitarian Access in Syria. He says over the past 2 weeks, more than 180 trucks have reached 6 besieged areas with food and other relief supplies for 110,000 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.